Well, the first week of the 2025 Iowa State Legislature is now in the books. Good morning, everybody. Pat Powers with our Community Corner Show for this Friday on KQWC, being joined with our state representative, Shannon Latham from Sheffield. We were just talking off air there, Shannon. It sounded like a very busy week for you and the rest of the state lawmakers there in Des Moines.
It certainly was. I always love the first week of session because, especially the first week of a new General Assembly. So a General Assembly is 2 years. That's how long our session is. And so the first week is filled with so much ceremony and tradition, beginning with the governor's, well, first of all, beginning with our swearing in ceremonies on Monday, then the governor's address on Tuesday, the condition of the judiciary on Wednesday, and then the condition of the National Guard on Thursday. And it's just such a privilege to have a seat in the Iowa House where they come in and give their address and then just hear what they have to say.
What impressed you most from what Governor Reynolds said the other night on Tuesday?
One of the things I was really delighted to hear is just the amount of emphasis she placed on rural Iowa. So as a rural legislator, I'm particularly concerned about what we can do to promote economic development and growth and to help keep our small businesses strong, as well as support farmers, because as we know, agriculture and small business are really the backbone of Iowa's economy.
And that is a big issue because it's all in the rural counties, not like in the big cities, but it is such a point now with seeing the concerns about these prices regarding crops and livestock and so forth.
That's right. So there are always challenges. We see cycles all the time in commodity prices and then just that domino effect, right? So looking for some ways for us to weather this storm and then look for brighter days ahead.
For sure. Also this week we had the condition of the judiciary, and I know it's also a big issue in these small county courthouses, such as where you're at to the north of us, as well as in Clarion and Wright County and Hamilton County. So hopefully something can be done for our judges involved in the judicial process here in the state.
Right. This is the second year in a row that Chief Justice Susan Christensen has asked for an increase in pay for those judges. And I know last year that we talked about giving some raises. We also did some things to help offset costs for some court reporters. I also know that in the House, Representative Brian Losey has really been an advocate for that as well. And so I look forward to having more discussions with him in the session ahead.
And the National Guard asking for some help in 2025.
One of the things that I remember the National Guard talking about is a scholarship program to help with advanced training and education. I really appreciated how the Adjutant General brought in people and recognized the soldiers who had done some amazing things. And I don't have the notes in front of me, but I do believe that there's a transcript online, so I'll see if I can go back and share it on my social media pages. But the amazing things that these civilian soldiers are doing to serve not only their state, but to serve our country is just incredible.
Sure is. So now with all this pomp and circumstance completed for the first week of the state legislature with the governor's talk, what's happening on judicial issues and with the National Guard, what's coming up this next week there, Shannon?
Or Shannon? I believe that our committees will meet in earnest next week. So this week we all kind of did the introductions and met for the first time in our committees. And then I do know there were several bills that have come out and been assigned. I've already been assigned to, I think it's 3 subcommittees for bills coming out. So we're going to get to work without much delay at all. And then the budget subcommittees will begin to meet as well.
And I believe you get your work cut out for you. And I'm sure you've heard a lot from residents heading in to the first business week there at the State House.
I did. So during the first week already, I was able to meet with members of rural electric cooperatives as well as the Iowa Communications Alliance members, talking with them about the importance of rural broadband. That was one of my core issues when I got elected, and that was 4 years ago when I first started serving for the first time. And there's been so many advancements made in that amount of time. I appreciate those companies that are really filling in the gaps now. So that was exciting to hear about some of the even more remote rural areas that are now getting broadband. And that was in week one. And then, for example, I know next week I'm looking forward to connecting with Hamilton County Veterans Affairs, and some FFA chapters will be there as well.
Well, we'll look forward for another busy week there at the State House in Des Moines. Of course, we'll keep up to date same time next week right here on KQWC. Shannon, appreciate that. Shannon, Latham, State Representative. Shannon, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Look forward to talking with you next week.